Today, more than 100,000 Philadelphia residents are on a waiting list for various kinds of public housing, but only 400 units become available each year. The severe shortage has caused problems for domestic violence victims. Dozens of public housing residents who claim to have been abused have waited months, even years, to be transferred into new, safe homes. WHYY's Holly Otterbein has the story.
A few years ago, Tracy Little was living in a public housing complex in North Philadelphia with her 10-year-old granddaughter and husband. A husband who, she says, had been beating her for many years.
My granddaughter, she's seen a lot that she shouldn't have seen.
So she decided to do something that many battered women never do. She reached out for help. Little says in 2011, she asked the Philadelphia Housing Authority, or PHA, to move her and her granddaughter to a different apartment, one far, far away from her alleged abuser. But months passed and...
still waiting.
Little lives well below the poverty line, so she has few options outside of PHA. But only a handful of public housing units open up each year in Philly, and that makes it hard for PHA to move tenants like Little. Tracy Little, by the way, is a pseudonym. We're withholding her real name for her safety. In 2012, Little and her husband got a divorce. That same year, a Common Pleas judge granted Little a protection order that forced her ex-husband out of the apartment, but she still didn't feel safe.
He still comes around here, I still see him, so to me, the order is not valid.
She thought the protection order would at least persuade PHA to quickly move her into a different place. That didn't happen. And she says PHA officials were insensitive.
When you're going through something like that, I can't say you want somebody to be on your side, but you want somebody to know that you're telling the truth and know that you've been through this and you're hurting, you know, and they don't see it as that.
Little says PHA finally offered her a new apartment last week, more than 2 years after she first asked for help. Her situation is not unusual. Rashida Phillips is a housing attorney at Community Legal Services. She says roughly 10 families are on a waiting list for PHA tenants who need to be moved because of domestic violence issues. Last year, she says about 40 families were waiting.
Relatively speaking, it's a lot shorter than what it was.
She says the typical family has to wait about 2 to 3 months to leave an abusive home,
which is still a very, very long time. These people are being put into very dangerous situations where their life is at threat.
She's not just talking theoretically. Phillips has been a lawyer for several PHA tenants who say they've been physically abused. And she says some of them have been so badly injured while waiting for a new place that they've ended up in the hospital. PHA did not respond to our questions about the waiting list. A spokeswoman said we would get an interview with PHA President Kelvin Jeremiah, and then backed out. PHA did say in a statement it, quote, is a good neighbor and partner with the community. PHA will continue to work with local advocacy organizations to streamline transfer processes for victims of domestic and sexual violence, end quote. Supporters of public housing see Little's story as unfortunate, but not surprising. They say it's the result of years of underfunding of PHA.
My name is Liz Hirsch. I'm the executive director of the Housing Alliance of Pennsylvania.
She says the foreclosure crisis and high unemployment rates have pumped up demand for public housing, but Congress hasn't set aside enough money for cities and towns to cope.
What we've seen over the last several years is a real debate about the role of government. And the impact of that has been that the very lowest income people who don't have fancy lobbyists and, you know, can't buy power and influence, they've been really harmed.
Phillips, the attorney for the victims, agrees that PHA is being shortchanged.
Yes, vastly underfunded.
But she says there are ways that PHA could relocate abused residents more rapidly that cost little to nothing. Like if two households both need to move, PHA could ask them to switch places.
Funding doesn't always have to be the excuse.
Janine Lizitsky is the executive director of the nonprofit Women Against Abuse. She says that PHA staffers aren't adequately trained to deal with tenants who are being abused, and that, too, can slow down relocation.
I hear so much, oh, well, why does she go back? Well, if it was really abuse, then what? Now they're together and they look all happy. You know, and that's part of the cycle of abuse.
But Lizitsky says the administration is at least making an effort to improve, working with her nonprofit to create a transfer policy for victims of domestic violence.
PHA has changed dramatically. I think they're very open to community partnerships and have been really receptive to working with us.
To Tracy Little, though, after waiting more than 2 years to get further away from her ex-husband, that's cold comfort.
Wait on that person right away because it's an emergency. You can't play with someone's life.
She says the bottom line is that PHA should relocate abused families much, much faster than it does now. I'm Holly Otterbein, WHYY News.